Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we come to lift the Savior up. Lift him up. Lift the Savior up. Yes, he says, I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who curse you, I will curse them, and in you all families of the earth will be blessed. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, huh? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise. Yes, no matter what's going on. We have a risen Savior, and he's in this world today. He walks with us. He talks with us. Yes, as we journey through, he's ever present. Ever present. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Yes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews 13:8. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you for this day, thanking you for this moment, thanking you, God, for the opportunity that you have given us to see a day that we've never seen before. Thank you, God, for protecting us, God. Thank you for keeping us, Master. Oh, God, many of us are grieving right now, God. We're living in fear, Master, but we know, God, that we walk by faith and not by sight. And that what the enemy is trying to do, God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. And we walk by faith. Yes. Yes. The spirit of faith in Jesus' holy name. Yes, yes, yes. We pray, we pray, we pray every day. Why? Because we need the Lord every second, every minute, every hour of the day. Yeah. We need him. We cannot get along without him. Glory to God. Glory to God. We know that we have been talking about idolatry. This is something that is so prevalent today. And many of us just, I don't know, either we don't know what it is, don't know what it means, but we're constantly just being sucked into it. Idolatry, yeah. Idolatry simply is when we decide to worship other gods, the false gods, and not the true and living God. Yeah, we're living in idolatry. So we're going to just go quickly into what the Bible says about modern day idolatry. Modern day, that's today, idolatry. Throughout the Bible, it is made clear that idolatry is unacceptable. Say that one more time. Throughout the Bible, it is made clear that idolatry is unacceptable, meaning God does not accept this. He doesn't accept this action. He doesn't accept the choice. He doesn't accept this decision that some of us have made to worship idol gods. This is not what he has hoped for us. This is not what he has delivered us so we can choose to go on the other side. This is not what he wants for us. So in the Old Testament, many folks worship gods, gods with a small g, and the goddess, made from stones, made from wood, and even metal. Yeah. Some with four legs. Most idols were lifeless. They were dead. Not like the living God. Not like him at all. not like the living God that we know today. It is important for us to know how easily it is to worship other gods. It's very easy. It's very easily to get entangled. It's very easily to get ensnared, to get caught in a trap. It's easily. And God knows it's easy. He does. That's why the scripture says that wherever something like this takes place, he gives us a way out. There is a way out. That you don't have to remain there. You can look for the sign up there that says exit. Come on. There's the exit over here. There's the exit over there. Huh? There's a new beginning. Yes. It is because it is easy, and yet it's very hard to get out of. It's very hard. But God makes the way out. Yeah, he makes a way out. He's standing there, and he's telling us to come. Come unto me, he says, all ye who are weary, all ye who have strayed, all ye who have gone in the wrong direction, took the wrong turn, got off track, huh? Took the wrong detour, didn't yield when you should have came to a complete stop. Yes, all of us have been at a detour. All of us have seen some form of construction going on, and we decided we want to just go and see what the construction was, and it took us off the cliff. Yeah. But God. Did you hear what I said? But God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Can any of you remember when you were young and you didn't like going to church, but going to a football game or even a movie theater or even going to a birthday party? Oh, that was better. Yes, notice the pattern, the age, 9 through 12. If we continued at that age going to the other events, besides spending time with God, yeah, then we would grow at the age of 13 and through 16, we would grow into a pattern. Yeah, we would have this pattern where we wouldn't be interested in going at all. No. Mm-mm. The times that we would go, we would be like visitors. We would be a visitor, and we would always be a visitor. We would stay a visitor. We would remain a visitor. We would never get to a place where we could actually have a relationship. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. We would never get to the place of having a relationship because we would be a visitor. Yeah. In and out. Every now and then, we would show up. It wasn't anything consistent. Yeah, yeah. So we would never grow to actually have a personal relationship with God. We would never get to that place of having a relationship. So then as you journey through college and then you take on a new horizon, yeah, you're not concerned with spending any time with God. You're not concerned with wanting to know more about him. You're not concerned with what could actually happen to your life. You're not even concerned with who created you. Because at this point, you just feel that you were born by your parents. Yeah, because you never took time to learn about the Creator. Never took time. Never took time. So you're resulting into just not knowing him. Yeah. Not knowing anything about him. Yeah. falling into the trap, falling into the trap that Satan has in place. Yeah. That we see so often. We see it so many times. On last week, we talked about desiring to have your car washed on Sunday instead of Saturday. On Sunday when it was worship time. Or that sale that was at the department store on Sunday instead of Saturday. Remember, we talked about that. We talked about all those traps that entice us to go the other way, to walk away from God. Look at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 32 and 18 says, "You neglect the rock who begot you and forgot the God who gave you birth." Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. You forgot the rock. You just neglected it. You didn't even try to find out who he was anyway. Yeah. You're so busy doing your own thing. Yeah, your own thing. Yeah. Who is God? Who is the Father? You didn't have time for that. Who is the Redeemer? That's what they say. Who is he? Did you take time to go into Bible study? Were you interested in Sunday school? Or were you just a casual visitor? One who came in and came out? Or were you one of those just once a year doing New Year, the New Year, what that is, that service that's 12 o'clock, midnight, you just show up for New Year's Eve service at church, huh? Were you one of them? Or were you just New Year's Day, you appeared? Or were you one of them who, when someone has passed on, you have to go to church? Look at that. Look at that. There's a new pair of shoes mean that much to you? Does a football game means that you just can't wait for that game? You can't go next week, or you can't go another time. You have to go now, just when it's time for you to spend quality time with God. Look at John. John 3 and 36 says, "He who believes in the Son," "believe in the Son has eternal life. But he who does not obey the Son will not see life. But the wrath of God abides on him." Now, which one you want to be? Look at that. It's giving you an option. You're getting a choice here. Remember, God always gives us a choice. Even though a lot of times the choices that we make, he is not happy. He is not pleased. But he still gives us a choice. He's just that kind of God. He's just that kind of God. But look at this. Look at what it says here. Yeah. "He who believes in the Son has eternal life." Okay. If you believe in God, you will have eternal life. But if you choose not to believe, then the wrath of God will appear. So would you prefer the wrath, or will you prefer to believe in God? Believe in the one who actually gave breath, blew his breath into you, and you became a living soul. That it wasn't all about your parents, that it wasn't all about your parents, but it was about him who took time to create you. Even in your mom's womb, he took time. Yeah, look at this. Believing in is so important, because whatever we believe in, we will follow. We will take heed to. Obeying God is important. If we choose not to believe and obey and follow, the truth is we will have life. We will not have life. Let me say that. We will not have life. Not the eternal life. Not the life that we desire to have. But we would have a life of turmoil. We would have a life of just continuously in torment. Yeah, we would have that life. Yeah. Yeah. Who wants that? Certainly not I. Certainly not I. Now, let's be honest. Let's just be honest. There are some folks who just outright, just outright will not follow Jesus Christ, will not follow his plan. They have no desire to come. They have no desire to know him now or even later. Yeah. And more now than later. Yeah. Turn with me to Psalms 50 and verse 22. And it says, now consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you in pieces. Listen at that. You who forget him. You know, there are many of us who just, I don't know, they don't really know him, or they, I don't know. But whenever something happens, they're the first ones to say, oh, God, don't you hear him say that? So idle, huh? Oh, God, and you're looking, and you say, well, why are they calling him, huh? Because the life that they're living does not line up with this creator. But they will call him instantly when something is going on. Trouble, tragedy, huh? They call on our God. Yeah, yeah. This verse says, now consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you in pieces, and there will be none to deliver. This is Psalms. Mm-hmm. God is speaking here, and he's telling us that there are many of us who do forget him. Uh-huh. And he's letting you know that, okay, if you desire to forget me, he said he's going to eventually tear you into pieces. Huh? Destroy you. Yeah. You will not live an eternal life. Yeah. But you will have complete damnation. Huh? And he says there will be none to deliver. No pieces of you. No pieces of you will exist. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Listen. Repentance. All of you who ignore me, or I will tear you apart, and no one will help you. Repent. Who can really say they know that God has the ability? He has the ability to destroy mankind. Who can say that? It's telling us right here. He's saying it right here. Do you really believe that? Yeah. So why? If you believe that, why play? Why play Russian roulette with God? Why sit and hold a loaded gun, knowing that at some point that gun can destroy you as well? Why do that when it's so easy to just go to God? Yeah, he's a humble God, humble. Yeah, he's long-suffering. Oh, yes, he has the agape love. He loves you even in spite of, regardless of what you've done, regardless of what you think you may do, he loves you. Remember, he created you. Yeah, he created you. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, Hosea 4 and 6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge. Listen to that. Because you have rejected knowledge. You have said that you're not going to entertain that. You've said that there is no God. You said that your mom and your dad, they created you. This is what you have said. Huh? I also will reject you. I will reject you. I will reject you from being my priest, since you having forgotten the law of your God also will forget. I will forget your children. Listen at that. God is talking to us here. In Hosea, he says, give it plain and simple. If we keep doing what we're doing, we too will perish. We will perish. We will be destroyed. Yeah, and not in a good way. not in a good way at all. If we continue to reject God, He will reject us and our children, and really, and their children, and their children. He will reject them. Yeah. But let's just back up a minute, because if He rejects us and our children, that's the end of the lineage right there, because there will not be any more. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, He's not going to allow another generation and another generation to continue rejecting Him. That's from you. That's from me. That's what He's saying here. Listen to this. The world has been developed by God. It has good and it has evil. Now, God is the good and Satan is the evil. Simple. Simple. That is not hard. That is not hard at all. Joshua 24:14 and verse 15 says, so honor the Lord and serve Him. Serve Him wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worship. Now I'm going to elaborate on that. Your ancestors, yeah, whatever they worship. When they were alive, when they lived beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, serve the Lord alone. Yeah. Idols. Idols are to be left. They're to be left alone. What is an idol? Idols are false gods. Gods who pretend to be of value. Gods who pretend to have power. Gods who pretend that they can do. Gods who are counterfeits. That is exactly who they are. They're counterfeits. Yeah, and many times we fall for the counterfeit. We fall for the counterfeit. Instead of looking and going for the genuine, the original, we fall for the counterfeit. Yes. Yeah. Walk away. Walk away from the rituals, yeah, that many of our ancestors were involved in. Walk away. It is time for us. We can walk away. We have the ability. The door is open. There's the exit sign right there. God is standing there holding His hands wide open, waiting on us to run. To run and not tarry. Huh? To run. Verse 15 says, but if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, He says, then for you to choose this day. Decide this day. This day. Decide who you're going to serve. Would you prefer to serve the gods your ancestors served? Huh? Beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the God of the Amorites in whose land you now live? Listen to that. Listen to that. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But as for me and my house, we will serve who? We're going to serve the Lord. Yeah. We're going to serve the risen Savior. We're going to serve the now God. Huh? We're going to serve the Redeemer. Glory to God. Our El Shaddai, the King of Kings. This is we're going to serve. Hallelujah. We're going to serve someone who loves me unconditionally. Yes. Be sure. Be sure that you know who your God is. Be sure that you grab hold to the right God. Be sure that you grab hold to the one who can deliver you. Oh, when things get rough, when times get bad, when you need healing in your body. The counterfeiter can't do nothing. He can't even save himself. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Grab hold to the risen Savior. Grab hold to the now God. Hallelujah. Be sure. Be sure that your ankle is holding. It's holding to the solid rock. You want to hold on to the solid rock. You want to have a firm grip. Glory to God. Of our Savior. Of our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be sure. Yeah. Because he desires that we, he desires that we prosper, each and every one of us. He wants us to prosper as our souls prosper. He wants us to prosper in our daily lives, in our daily activities. He wants us to do our best, to do our best, to be our best, yeah, that you can be. Yeah, that's what he desires. Yeah. He says that he would never leave you and he would never forsake you because he would always be there for you. Mm-hmm. This is the real God. Huh? This is the live God. Huh? This is not the counterfeit. Yeah, the counterfeit can't help himself. Remember, he's made out of stone. He's not alive. He's made out of wood. Huh? He encourages us to do greater things, he says. Do greater things for the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. He said that he would protect us and he would keep us and that he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. Glory to God. And then he goes on to say, this is what he just told me this week. He said, ask. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, ask whatever you need. Ask in my name. Glory to God. And he said, I shall give it to you. Hallelujah. Holy glory. These are the promises of God. He said, ask and you will receive. He said, seek and you shall find. He says, knock and the door will be open. Hallelujah. Anybody want to knock right now? Anybody trying to get in that door? Seek and you're going to find him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's just a prayer. All you got to do is whisper prayer. Father, come into my heart. Oh, God, come into my heart. Clean me, God. Wash me whiter than snow. Oh, God, I desire to follow you, Master. I desire to be your child, God. I desire to serve you for the rest of my days. Oh, God, my heart is open. Oh, Master, I desire to be a follower of Christ. This day, this very moment, this second, and he will come. He will come, I tell you. He will show up no matter what has happened in the past, no matter what you have done, no matter where you have been. Remember, he has agape love. And agape love is a love that you are myself. We just can't even imagine that type of love. We can't imagine it. Because it's no matter what we could do, he still loves us. Even when we're not doing what he desired for us to do, he still loves us. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your word, God, because your word is true. Master, we ask that this word, God, let it be set out, oh God, over the airwaves, God, that men, girls, and boys will hear what you're saying, what your word says, and that they will come running to want to know more about you, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. We thank you. We look forward to having you back here with us on Fridays. Yeah. And on Sundays with God Favorite Ministries with Pastor George. Yes, yes, yes. We are just blessed. We are blessed and we are highly favored. Yeah. Because we have a relationship with an almighty God. He's almighty. And he wants you to be a part of the family. Yeah. So you come on. Come on and join. He is waiting on you. Amen.